Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
The Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, and I'm producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. At least I'm alive. I'm here by myself. Don't know what's going on out in the world. Everybody could be zombies by now. I wouldn't even know it because of the quarantine. For 13 years. Can you believe it? We've been on the show for 13 years. We have been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in some tips on how to elevate your career status. Now, the guests on our show, as you know, include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and working professionals. And this is producers, directors, casting directors, agents, talent managers, screenwriters. We have PR agents, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists, script supervisors, fashion designers, who is going to be on the show today. We have stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, and entertainment attorney. So if they are working in the entertainment industry, I'm going to snap them up to be on this show to help you. All right. So that's what's going to happen today. I'm so excited. Can't contain myself for Bernie Martin, who's on the show today. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, you can listen via our free mobile app, which is on the App Store, Google Play Store. You can go to our archive page and listen directly from the website. You're listening to us right now on latalkradio.com. You can refer that to your friends. So look for our title, Question Reality. Tell them to listen to their title, to our title, under the Channel 1 tab. And then you can also look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under our host tab. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play Store, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And we ask you to do us a little tiny favor, and that is to subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast. And finally, if you want to be booked on our show or refer someone to be a guest to promote themselves, showcase their products, or their projects, and also to just help listeners by providing career advice, go to our official website. Now you got to focus. Our official website is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com. Not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is latalkradio.com. This is the website where we air our show. You have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com. And that is where you can also see our annual guest schedule. And you might want to go there and take a peek at who the upcoming guests are and check out their sites. And you also can submit there again to be booked on our show. Just go to the contact link. It's really, really, really easy and short. We just need your name, your email, and title and the website. That's it. And you will be considered. Now, oh my gosh, this guy today on our show, he is not only a handsome hottie, he's a gorgeous man, which is always my first priority, but you know I love me some hot-looking men. But if they're smart, educated, and a mogul in the business, well, there you go. I'm in dreamland. And we have such a person today. His name is Bernie Martin. He is so many things. He's so multi-hyphenated. He's a fashion designer. He's the founder of Catu Fashion. He is the founder of Midwest Fashion Week and Fashion Community Foundation. Now, if you haven't heard of Catu Wear, well, I don't know where you've been because it is gorgeous stuff. Catu makes it a definite international fashion. Fashion statement and their clothing designs, they offer a wide range of lifestyles. They've got fashion that's edgy, elegant, flirty, which is always my fave, sophisticated, and ageless, really. And over the years, Bernie Martin has taken the Catu brand and displayed its fashion collection on runways all over the United States and also cities around the world. Obviously, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, but Paris, Hong Kong, Dubai, Kuwait, Munich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We could just list every single city on the five continents if we had to. Now, his brand has also been worn by countless international celebrities and also featured on a variety of acclaimed media sites, such as outlets, MTV, love it, BET, love it, CBS, ABC, Vogue, Gazia. Oh, there's just too many media outlets to name. He's been on all of them. Now, if that's not going to float your boat, I've got something that definitely is going to do it. Who doesn't love getting free stuff? There's something wrong with you if you don't like free stuff, right? Well, Bernie Martin has so kindly and generously offered a gift for you, a free gift. Free, free, free. Set me free. We love it. So during the show today, Bernie Martin is going to give one lucky listener a Catu fashion gift. Yes. So you have to wait and find out what it's going to be. And he's going to tell you all the details. And my question now is, will it be you? Are you the one that's going to win this gift by an international famous celebrity? Who doesn't want a fashion? I mean, you know how expensive those damn things are. You want a Gucci, you want a Prada, you want a this and that. Who the hell can afford it? If you're working a job that's not a millionaire, where am I going to get the money for that? I guess I got to hawk some stuff, give some organs, donate some blood, and then I can get a Gucci bag. Right? Well, today you're going to get one for free. No organs needed. So we're going to find out about that in a couple of seconds. But I want to have you go to his website right now. It's catuwear.com, CatuWear.com. Again, CatuWear.com. Also, the other sites you want to check out are MidwestFashionWeek.com, and also FashionCommunityFoundation.org. And we're going to find out a little bit about that during the interview. Also, please go and give Bernie a little thumb up and follow him. He's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the sites, YouTube, but I would check Catu Wear. I think all of his sites, it's at Catu Wear, CatuWear. So I would type that, but you could also type his name on Google and find it all out. So there you go. Go give Bernie a little thumb up and follow Bernie. Bernie's fantastic. Bernie's beautiful. All right. So without further ado, let's welcome Bernie to the show with a big applause.
Welcome to the show. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What?
Thank you for having me.
You like my little applause?
I love it.
Everybody loves it, though. They really love it. Thank you. So, Bernie,
yes,
indeed. Oh my God. Gosh, first of all, I love your accent. What are we hearing with that sexy accent? Is that like French? Tunisian?
Well, I have. I must say, it has to be a swag of the Caribbean, and then of course my French upbringing. And definitely a little bit of Brooklyn.
Well, I'm going to wait to hear the Brooklyn in there. You're going to have to throw me some slang Brooklyn a little later. You know what, Bernie, I got to do it again. I have got to repeat some of your multi-hyphenated titles because I just can't believe it. How the heck are your fashion designer, style consultant, custom tailor, founder of Tattoo Fashion, Midwest Fashion Week, and Fashion Community Foundation? That is a mouthful, Bernie, and I cannot even remotely imagine the work involved with running all those business. I mean, obviously you're a fashion mogul and you must really breathe fashion. So let's start the first question with your origin story. When did Bernie Martin know that your career focus was going to be on fashion?
Oh my gosh. Do you have 12 hours for me? No, I'm kidding.
No, 2 minutes.
No. The brief story is a group of friends of mine came to visit me in Indiana when I went to school at Purdue University, and they all insisted that I should pursue fashion. And one way or the other, I never had that in my mind until my friends came to visit me. So they basically enlightened me again and again that I need to follow my passion. And after 2 years of working in the corporate world in the fashion industry, I decided to go on and be a fashion designer. It was not until I graduated college and be in a professional corporate America and took the leap of faith in my late 20s.
So who was your very first inspiration to pursue fashion and why? Like, what sparked you?
It has to be YSL Yves Saint Laurent. It has to be him.
Yes,
you could see the passion in his eyes, the way he articulated his clothes, the way he changed the fashion industry from just couture to prêt-à-porter. He was responsible for that, and people, and believe it or not, at the time, people did not like that. You know, they thought that he was a sellout. And guess what? Prêt-à-porter or ready to wear, basically when you walk in the store and you find yourself wearing designer's clothes, he was responsible for that. That's pretty much what he did.
Now, there are, Bernie, you know, there are many different career paths in the fashion industry and many skills that you really need to build a successful career. Now, when we watch shows like Project Runway, which was my obsession, we see all types of people. We see all types of skill sets, people with no formal training, people with very prestigious education and have worked for some of the biggest labels. And from watching that show, we also see that people have won the show with a mixture of those skill sets, education, and training. So my question to you is, what do you feel are the first, let's just do three. What are the very first three skills that you should pursue and try to master as an aspiring fashionist?
Oh, wow. That is a mouthful of questions.
Nope. It's just, what do you feel are the first three skills? There's got to be like.
Yeah, the first three skills, I must say, is becoming aware of who you are as a fashion designer. That will be the very first skill. The reason I say that, because a lot of times you meet a lot of people that want to enter fashion, they don't know what what role they want to play in fashion. And fashion is one of the industries, if you don't have any perspective of where you want to grow or what you want to change, okay, so therefore you're going to be everywhere, right? So the more you know about where you want to go, the better it is for you, okay? So so I would say a sense of branding and marketing, basically. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, because you really got to know.
Yes. Okay. The second skills are definitely, will say, some form of artistic training, okay, or values or some type of conception of what art is, you know. The third, is basically accounting, business. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Numbers. You have to know your numbers.
It's so important, Bernie, because people want to. Yeah, they want to focus on the art, the craft, and they don't focus on business. And it's like you're an entrepreneur, or you're eventually trying to be an entrepreneur. So you gotta have basic business skills. But do you know what, Bernie?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do it. It's important.
They don't do it. Exactly.
And then what happens? Then they end up poor.
Yeah, well, they have to have a sense of business skills. I'm not saying to you, go get an MBA or master's degree or anything like that. Even if you have a simple skills as knowing how to balance your budget, you know, and so on. So all those things are going to be very valuable for you in the future in fashion.
Absolutely. So business. You don't have, and you know, there is no excuse for anyone these days because you can Google anything. You just Google it and there's videos and samples and advice. So, you know, come on now. Don't say you didn't know anything because you can Google it and find out for sure. But if there is a saying, my grandmother said, if you fail to plan, then be prepared to plan to fail. Because if you don't plan, you're going to fail. So you better plan. Now, Bernie, what is your advice for people who are able to pursue their education at a college or university? What should be their, because I imagine that maybe it differs a little bit, you know, from, say, getting a degree in business. What are some extra classes or electives that they should take if they can afford to go to college?
Definitely. Fashion is the art meets reality of the world, meet business savvy people. You have to be a kingship of a hustler mentality and knowing how to forecast. A lot of time designers will say, I'm sure you heard the term forecasting a lot.
But
fashion is pretty much, you know, tell everybody what the future is going to look like. And you have to have that mentality where you think of yourself, okay, that I am the person that's going to tell the future through clothes, okay? And you have to have that ballsy attitude, not egocentric, okay? I like to call it confidence meet a futurama of yourself, okay? The reason I say that, because when you are describing your brand and you have to make the person that's wearing it believe whatever they are wearing is the perfect outfit for them. Because if you don't, they're going to have self-doubt. And then if they go outside with the self-doubt of what they are wearing, guess what? They don't look good. They don't look beautiful. They don't feel that confident.
Yeah.
So it has to come from you as a designer. So in other words, what I'm saying to you here, college is good, but it's not it. You have to have a street-minded personality as well.
Right. Because which segues into my next question of what advice would you have for people who are not financially able to go to college for fashion training? Because Fashion Project Runway was like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with it. So you see a mixture of people, and you had people winning who had no formal education and training.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
I would say internship.
What did they do?
Internship. Internship.
Yeah.
Sacrifice your time and your energy into internship. I have mentored, oh my gosh, so many people that have no money. Matter of fact, one of the leading stylists in New York City right now for City Trend, a company, she never went to school for styling. She never went to school for fashion. Matter of fact, she went to school to become a radio personality.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And under my management, she was determined and she stick with me and learn all the skill that she is. Now she is she moved to New York. Now she's a star. She's a full-time stylist now.
My
thing is, yeah, internship.
What did you see in her, for example, that made you choose her?
Determination. I'm very good at that.
Okay.
I will test the limit out of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know exactly what's gonna make them go and go out. Because fashion is one of those industry, it will break you. Fashion
yeah.
will break you.
Yeah. That was my next question. I wanted to know what disciplines do you need to pursue in a fashion career? Because I would think that being hypersensitive isn't a recommendation, because from what I understand, it's a little bit bitchy, Bernie, in the world of fashion.
Yes.
So tell us, what characteristic traits do you need to have?
I would say knowing yourself is one of the first characteristics, that knowing who you are, what background you came from, who are you as a person, okay? And the second one is definitely a sense of tolerance, okay? Because imagine this. You're walking into a room with a bunch of kids, okay? And then let's just say all those kids, they all love, guess what? Vanilla ice cream. And you walk into that room only with chocolate. How are you going to convince them, hey, try the chocolate? It's going to be so amazing. The taste is so delicious. You're going to flip over the air. How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
So therefore, it's just knowing yourself, and because at the end of the day, those kids are gonna kick and cry and stumble and and all that. So you have to have a mental toughness,
yes,
and the ability to understand, people and be patient and tolerant,
yeah, uh-huh,
at the same time.
So I would recommend, from what Bernie just said, it would behoove you to study a little psychology, not much, but also maybe a little sales, get some job in sales, pick up some
sales
skills,
exactly,
and maybe some marketing. So that sounds like what Bernie's saying you need, but definitely build a tough skin. You can't be hypersensitive. And I'm referencing what I've seen on Project Runway. They do, some of them break down, and it's because they're hypersensitive, and that's going to happen because they're creatives, extreme creative people, but you just got to try to be professional at all times. So that's
what to be professional.
You really do. You can't be crying all over the place, have a breakdown and run outside and then get hit by a train, and then that's it. We hear about it. Personally, if you love fashion and a variety of clothing styles, it's impossible not to fall in love with something in your brand. I mean, Catu Wear has something for everyone. It's definitely, in my opinion, after checking out your sites, that's the way I feel, that you are really making an international fashion statement. You have something for everyone. You've got edgy, as I said earlier, elegant and flirty and sophisticated and Asian. Now, how do you, Bernie, personally design? Well, I guess I should ask, do you personally design all of your clothing, or do you have designers that work for your brand who design too?
I have a very stubborn team of people.
You hear that, people? You've gotten labeled. Yeah. You better stop it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, I do design all my clothes. That's true. But I do have a team that overseeing that gave me some sort of direction, because, you know, I can definitely be in my own space, in my own mind, and never be bothered with anything that's going on around me. So they are there to bring me back to earth, you know. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, when it comes to creativity, for me, creativity is God. Does that make sense? It's God talking. Uh-huh. So therefore, when I'm the kind of person, from the morning that I wake up to the time I go lay down in my bed, we have the acknowledgement of God or spirit, however you want to call it, universe around you. So everything is created. So therefore, even if I pick up a rock, I can create something out of a rock. Okay? So I'm full of inspiration no matter what.
So I
breathe through those things, yes.
Okay, so can you just briefly tell us, let's just talk about the big to-do of the year in fashion, which, again, I'm very limited, but I'm going to say Fashion Week. Now, again, I'm not an expert in the fashion world, but I did watch every single year of Project Runway. So I do know that it seems to be the big goal is to show at Fashion Week in New York. So is that the ultimate goal of the world of fashion, like winning an Oscar? Because I also know there are runway shows in Milan and France, which are huge as well. But, but I'm not sure which ones an aspiring fashion designer should focus on first. So
each fashion week has their own culture and their own industry that they're trying to fulfill, okay, and that they represent, okay? The French Paris Fashion Week is not the same with Italian Fashion Week, Milan. And London Fashion Week is not the same with New York Fashion Week. They each have their own trends and industry insiders that are working it, okay? They are behind the scene. And those are the people that are pretty much, that are what I like to call it, pull the plugs, that you would never know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay? So is Paris was my ultimate goal when I was young and savvy and don't know nothing about fashion? Yes. Did I achieve it? Yes. Did I love what came out of it? Yes. Did I learn quite a bit about it? Oh my gosh. I would not trade it for a world. You know, whether that did fail or I succeed at anything that I have achieved there. But you have to realize the world of fashion evolved around Paris Fashion Week. They command the expectation of anything that you see in fashion. It comes from there. You know, Paris is the fashion czar, period.
Okay. That's something interesting.
Everybody's there. Everybody. Okay. There's not a corner of the globe that's not at Paris Fashion Week.
Well, I would imagine. Everybody except me, Bernie. I can't get my toe in the door. But
well, let's go next time. Let's go.
It's all right.
You have a show. Well, this show is a virtual show, but the next one, definitely, once we're there, we'll send you an invitation.
I'm going to sneak in a bunch of clothes in one of those big hampers. Yeah, I'm going to sneak in and say, if they catch me, I'm going to go, oh, by the way, is Bernie Martin here? I know him. Well, let me ask you, Bernie. Now, let's talk. We have to talk about this because I got a lot of people who are friends who go to, in Los Angeles, there's the Fashion Institute of Design, which I think is right? Okay, so I got a lot of questions from them. They wanted to talk about the subject of money because it is very, very hard. I ask you this because the typical jobs that people get can be, you know this, Bernie, absolute soul suckers and will literally drain you physically and mentally, which can cause you to have a creative mental block. But, you know, what is your advice to these aspiring fashion designers on how to supplement their income while they're pursuing their career dream? Because a lot of them get jobs as waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and, you know, it's so exhausting, Bernie, that they just have these mental blocks. So what other jobs can they get besides these typical jobs?
Museums. Whenever I used to have a mental block, I used to go to the museum. You know, it was such a refreshing moment because you go through time. You're seeing how civilization has evolved. You're seeing the art of the past and the art of the future and also the art of today. So I used to be, what do you call it? I'm a sucker for museum, by the way.
I don't care what kind of museum.
Yeah. I don't care what kind of museum, big or small, teeny tiny to the one that you get lost in 5 seconds. Yeah, that would be me.
So you're saying that you can work your job as a waiter, waitress, bartender, but if you have to, but go to a museum or some place that you draw inspiration from, because that's
inspiration. Galleries, yes, exactly. Yeah. And so I would say galleries, where you get a chance to talk to the gallery owner, or go to a museum where you get to see, you can talk to the curator or the person that's making the presentation. They usually do what you call open day where they talk about the art, you know. So that was me. Yeah.
Okay, that's a really great answer. All right, now your fashions. This is going to be my absolute favorite questions for you, Bernie, because I am obsessed. I mean, like, I cannot stand the fact that Harry Styles is my soulmate and we're not married and have 12 children, but I digress. All right. So your fashion designs are a big hit with celebrities such as Bill Porter, Casanova the Rapper, Cookie from the hit show Empire. So here's my question. Who would be your absolute dream come true celebrity, male or female, or male and female, who would walk, down the red carpet and tell all the media outlets that they were wearing your brand? Come on. There's got to be a dream male and female celebrity. Who is it? Give us the scoop.
Gee, you really put me on the spot for that one.
Well, think about it while I tell you this, and maybe this will inspire the answer. If it were me, if I were Bernie Martin, it would be Harry Styles, because he is labeled. Okay. He has become labeled. He used to be boy band. Now he's being labeled as a true fashion icon of the past decade. He is very much an eclectic fashionista. I think that he was recently on, he was the first man on the cover of Vogue. I think it was Vogue.
Got it.
Okay,
got
so
it.
He is not afraid, Bernie, to wear wedding dresses, pearls, you name it. He will wear a dress in a second. He loves it all, and he's really into gender blending, and it's really becoming a huge fashion trend. So my question next, as my second one, what do you think of the gender blending styles? Is it a fad here, or is it here to stay?
That sort of clothes been in existence since the dawn of man, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, the Roman gladiators wore skirts.
Yeah. The reality is, the thing is we are arguing about, you know, a lot of it had been done before.
It has? I don't know which one has worn a wedding dress in a spread in Vogue, though. I mean, we've had,
There's some pictures I've seen of the past. Oh. Men used to wear makeup, you know, in the past. Matter of fact, men used to wear more lavish clothes than women in the past, you know. So the question is that we really need to somewhat reconditioning ourselves to think through who we are as a person first, and then see through exactly how I want to express myself through clothes. Because at the end of the day, clothes is clothes, okay? And that's the way I look at clothes, personally, you know? I can wear matter of fact, a lot of my clothes, I purposely design them so people could wear them differently, because I want them to have that fluidity, you know? If I put a woman in my suit, I'm definitely looking at her, I'm like, wow, how can I make her masculine? Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I put a man in my suit, I'm looking at him, I'm like, how can I make him a little bit feminine? You know? Soften it a little bit. Because the truth of the matter is, we judge too much, you know, about the personality of the person. And sometimes people don't take their time to really have a self-expression that's coming from within. They just go with what society say.
Right. You know, men think they have to wear like lumberjack shirts. Oh, Jesus, God, no. I would shoot you with an arrow if you were coming at me trying to romance me in a lumberjack shirt. That's just me personally, Bernie. But I'm going to shoot a man down, probably with an AK-47 if he had on jeans and a bandana. But that's just me. Fashion is for everybody. But I'm seeing more now that hair, and again, you're more educated than I am in fashion, because I had not seen a man in a wedding dress until I saw Harry Styles and pearls. Yeah. But I love that he's actually choosing clothes because he likes them. He said he sees female fashion and he's like, oh, I love that. I'm going to wear that. He doesn't care. He'll whip out. Now, when he starts wearing corsets and a bra, I might not be obsessed with them anymore because I just can't go that far. But right now, I'm like, you do it, Harry. Woo, I am loving me some Harry in a dress. Now, I'd like him to dress up like Bernie, I would. My fantasy is for him to dress up like a Catholic schoolgirl, but that's just me. I'm a little perverted, but you know. Oh, Lord. So don't think you got out of that question, though. What male and female celebrity do you want? Who can you envision on your vision board who is going to walk down the red carpet for winning an Oscar wearing your fashion?
I have a thing for Brad Pitt, of course.
He's got a great body for wearing anything, any type of fashion.
For wearing anything, you know, and I think I would never go on.
female. I mean, who would you pick for a female to wear your brand to the Oscars? There's so many. How could you choose?
Oh, wow. Wow.
But now you know what? If you say it, it could possibly happen because who knows who's going to hear this radio show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, wow. I definitely love Oprah.
Yeah.
And, for the charitable organization that she does, the humanitarian stuff that she, you know, I just, there's the essence of her that definitely I just love it, you know.
We want Oprah to run. Okay, we got it. We got Oprah and Brad coming wearing tattoo wear. Just focus on it.
Now,
yes. I want to talk about, you do something which is really cool. You do wedding wear for men and you're custom making their clothes for their big day.
Yes.
Because you feel that, like we all do, men are often forgotten in the process of a wedding. And you're there to reassure them that you're going to be able to whip something out for them. Tell us about this.
Of course. No, the whole idea of the way the wedding industry treated men, I felt I need to come out and do something about it. You know, the women, I mean, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with that because, oh my gosh.
Women have unlimited
style.
Yeah, there's
so many. Exactly.
Well, for men, have like black. That's it.
That's it. Exactly. So custom wedding suit. I became obsessed dressing the groom. I am obsessed dressing grooms, man, and to make them look their best. I'm like, this is your day as well. You should look your best because, put it this way, whatever you're wearing, you're sending a message, okay? So if she is as beautiful, then therefore you need to be as beautiful as she is, you know? There's no such thing as you're slacking and then she is on top of the world. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not with me.
I love that.
Put you on a suit where you feel like more than $1 million.
Yeah. Yes. You'll end up looking better than the bride if you're a man. But we don't want that. But it's possible with couture wear. Bernie can do it. So you definitely want to get Bernie to design your wedding outfit for sure if you're a man. Put a little bit more pride in your wear. Don't just go for the standard rental tux. Bernie can whip you up a beautiful, beautiful outfit. Now, Bernie, I'm excited. You're going to produce a virtual fashion Paris Week show that's going to be taking the place in the first week of March. So usually this is always in person. So what are they doing now with the COVID-19 pandemic? How's it going to work?
Virtual. It's a virtual fashion show. We are planning to tape everything in the beautiful city of Indianapolis, Indiana, in the Midwest. Part of that because last season we were able to flew in Paris, but this time everything is shut down with the new regulation of COVID. So therefore, we are doing everything in Indianapolis and then tape everything, push everything forward for the magazine. We have so many great partnerships for that fashion show. We have the designers lined up. So we are excited. It's going to be a virtual show on the week of the first week of March for Paris Fashion Week.
Now, what's the link for people to be able to see your fashions at the Paris Week Fashion Show? Do you know what it is?
The show is going to be about 15 minutes long. There are several designers participating, and we are showcasing it on March 2nd. We don't have a date yet because we're waiting for the officials of the calendar to be coming out in order for us to decide what day we're going to showcasing it.
Okay, but it'll be on your website. People can see.
But it will be on our website, yes, definitely.
To click yes. to see Passion. See, everybody can go to Passion to Paris Fashion Week. Woo, we can go this year. Woohoo! I mean, yay! People who could never go to Paris Fashion Week can go.
Yeah,
and since you're listening to the show, you can say, oh, Bernie's going to be there.
Yeah, my suggestion is grab a glass of wine and watch the show.
That's right. A cocktail, glass of wine, anything. Bernie, you have a newly formed nonprofit, Fashion Community Foundation, in which that you're helping underserved communities, youth, to head start them in the fashion industry to learn the principles of sewing. So that is so kind of you to find time to give back. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I'm very conscious about the communities that are out there, not just in the United States, but also around the globe. I've traveled so many cities early on before COVID, and I always find the time to give back, you know, no matter where they are, you know. So part of my original process is definitely educating young people. And if I can sit down with one person at a time, for me, I know I'm making a difference, because a lot of time, you know, a lot of young people in those situations, they don't have nobody to talk to. And sometimes their decision can lead them to some very not so profitable things in the future. So for me is if I can dedicate a semester, a month, or just a couple of weeks, okay, to be under my eyes and coach them about the simple things like sewing or photography or even mentoring regarding modeling and so on, I'm a winner.
You are. Giving back, you're always a winner. And that website, to check that out, if you'd like to become part of that program, you want to go to fashioncommunityfoundation.org, and it'll give you all the details that you need.
In which we have, you know, through that foundation, we have created multiple supermodels. We have created fashion stylists. We have created it's not just sewing. It's the multiple skills. It's several skills. They can learn in a matter of a couple of weeks.
My gosh. I mean, I don't know. If you're an aspiring fashion designer, that seems like you're getting a $200,000 education that you would get at a college when you're getting it from Bernie Martin. So you guys go to that website, because that's going to be, I'm going to go myself because I need to learn how to sew a button on and darn my husband's socks, you know, times might get in the future. Now, last thing, the exciting part. Yay. It is time for the Cat to Wear gift giveaway. Bernie decided he wanted to so kindly give a listener a gift from his company on the show. Bernie, tell us what you're going to be giving away.
A custom shirt for a woman or a man.
And how is it going to be custom? How can we make it custom?
So a custom has to do with a person can pick the color of the shirt, not only the fabric, the design, and also the measurements. So all those things is what, and they're going to get a chance to talk to me directly, either via Zoom or on the phone, to give them direction. And from there, we can make the proper decision of what that custom shirt should look like or would look like.
Oh, my God. That is a dream come true for an aspiring fashion designer to be able to talk to you directly. Now, how could they they turn down this offer? We have, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to be announcing this and posting this on all of my social media sites, which I will hopefully go to Priscilla Leona, Facebook, Priscilla Leona. You can find out about it. I'm going to be posting every week, but also every week until the end of February, I'm going to be announcing it over and over, promoting it over and over and telling you more details how we can do it. But basically, you would send me via my website, questionrealityradioshow.com, go to the contact link and basically put in what would you like them to put in? Like it could also be for a loved one, right? To give it as a gift for a loved one.
Yeah. Yeah. A loved one. And someone's, that's all someone you cared about, you know, and give us the details why that person should be wearing the tattoo shirt. So part of that is to, you know, find out about, hey, the person you've been stuck in the house with is, hey, I love you.
Hey, I love you. Change your damn shirt because you've been wearing it for a whole year.
Exactly. I love you. You need to change your shirt.
And it's got to be a Bernie Martin original. So that's what you're going to get. I love it. So is it, can they go to your website, tattoowear.com, and see the various shirts that they can choose from? Or how would they know the brand? So they can pick any shirt on the tattoowear.com website.
Yeah. Or they can do their own homework and see, based on their body type, what kind of shirt they would like. So literally any shirt that they want.
Oh my gosh. I think I might anonymously send in my request too, because who wouldn't want a shirt for you? Now, do you make clothes for all sizes, or is it up to a certain size? So it doesn't matter what size you are, right? Male or female.
It doesn't matter what size you are, no.
Okay.
No, sizes welcome.
Okay, so go to Bernie's site, tattoowear.com, look under the shirt section, find a design that you like, send me an email saying that you would like to be in consideration to win the custom shirt. And what we would like you to do is to write maybe a nice, as Bernie said, write a nice little post or a little letter telling why you love his brand or why you love your loved one and they deserve a shirt. Right, Bernie? Or anything else?
We just want you
to go to the site, check it out, give them a little thumb. We're not getting away with not giving it a thumb. We want you to like his stuff personally. But the most important thing is we will give you one of his shirts, and it is going to be fabulous. Wait till you see his stuff. It is so cool. And it doesn't matter if you want something elegant or timeless or flirty or edgy. He's got it all on that website, right?
Yes, all professional. You know?
Yes. So you just send me an email with a little statement saying why you love tattoo wear fashion or what you found about Bernie during this interview that you were most impressed about with his answers, giving so much sage advice to fashion people, because he gave such great advice that you don't have an opportunity as an aspiring filmmaker, a fashion designer to get. So I think you should really focus on his tips. So I will tune in next week till the end of February. I will be giving you more details for that. And God, who would turn a Zoom meeting with Bernie? My God. Now, Bernie, I hope you're going to be wearing your little sexy wear if it's a nice. So if I'm doing a Zoom call, I want a little sexy, edgy.
I'll make sure I have my all my fashion expertise on point that day.
Yes. I'm not even asking for a thong, but I'm asking for sexy wear. Sexy wear, Bernie, because you're a sexy, hot man. My God. All right. Well, again, that is the last question I'm going to ask you, and we only have like a couple minutes. All right. So if you had to do it all over again, what would you say? If you had to do it all over again, what advice would you give your past self who was just starting out?
Oh, my. That's a good one. Hire a lawyer.
Oh, my God. I say that every week. Yes. Yeah. I'm so
hire
glad.
Hire a lawyer. Listen, and then spend, you know, give them the 3-hour breakdown. You know, pay them for 3 hours and then also hire a PR firm. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You have to. You know? These are just basics.
And call it a day. And call it a day.
And learn the basic business principles, or else you're going to end up having all your money fly out the door. All right, sweetie. Yes. Well, thank you so much for being a guest today. Oh, my gosh. Bernie, you're the best.
Thank
Bernie
you
Martin.
So much for having me. Thank
you're
you
so much.
Much.
Who knew that you'd be so much fun too? I was like,
thank you for having me. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, my dream is to come to one of your fashion shows when we get back into the groove. Who knows, 5 years, 10 years, hopefully. I hope it's a couple years, but you know, it doesn't look that way. But I hope to one day come to your fashion show. So put me on the list, honey.
Awesome.
All right. Bernie, well, say goodbye to your fans or anything you want to say.
Hey, you know, this is COVID time, and I just want everybody to be safe and definitely looking forward to have everyone back again in the new journey of fashion. And this time is going to be so magical.
Yeah, because it's got to have been tough on the fashion industry. It's a high yes. contact field where people, yes. lots of people have to be together in very small groups. So I imagine it's been very, very, very hard on you
yeah,
guys.
Definitely. And then, you know, and then all you can do is just, they have to be safe right now. You know, yeah. you cannot be focusing on anything else, you know, and be mental tough, you know.
Yeah. And what's great, the one thing that's come out of this in the fashion, in this COVID-19 quarantine system is that we get to see your fashion show coming in March virtually. Yeah. So everybody can see it. Oh my gosh. Well, I will be there. Definitely.
Awesome.
Bernie, we wish you the very best of luck. Thank you so much again for your time. I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
I'll
you.
Be in contact with you about the contest. All right. We'll
definitely,
see you next
definitely.
Week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.